70s. Clear skies again in the morning, followed by sunny skies mostly for the afternoon, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, too. Low to upper 50s in the morning, go to an afternoon high each day of 80 to low 80s. Ralph Sanji, WGSO. Come and enjoy the annual spring bird migration. You'll enjoy guided tours to see and hear neotropical songbirds as they make their spring migration across the Gulf of Mexico. Bring your cameras and binoculars to enjoy up-close views at the Grand Isle Migratory Bird Festival, April 19th, 20th at Grand Isle School on Ludwig Lane. Get more info at townofgrandisle.com.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the host and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio Incorporated.
And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me.
It's time to join Huck and Dave for 1 hour of educational news and conversation. They will discuss the current events that you are not going to hear on the mainstream media. The left wants to silence our free speech and take away our liberties. Huck and Dave want to open up the lines of communication and allow you, our listeners, to speak about what America wants. Call Huck and Dave for open discussions at 504-556-9696, or you can reach them at libertyorlockdown.live. Now, let's go live and direct to Huck and Dave for Liberty or Lockdown.
Welcome back to Liberty or Lockdown. This is Huck.
This is Dave.
And we're back for another week of current events.
No, we're not here. The world ended last week. Don't you remember that?
Yes,
during
that's
the
right.
Eclipse.
I'm sorry. The global warming eclipse.
Oh yeah. We'll get to that in a minute. But could I say something about the eclipse?
Please.
Last week, I was skeptical because people were saying, oh, it's following this path and it's going through the seven cities named Nineveh and it's going to be judgment. Well, at the time, I had not studied up on it. Somebody put together some pretty poor research, and they decided that it was going through seven cities called Nineveh. No, it went through one town called Nineveh and one township called Nineveh, which is not even a city. It's an unincorporated part of a county. And the other places called Nineveh, there were four, not five. The other places called Nineveh were nowhere, anywhere near the path of totality for it. So people just freak out and they say, oh, it's the end of the world. How come eclipses only have biblical significance when they're across the United States? I don't think so.
I don't know. Sometimes you're a Debbie Downer. I don't think the Christians were freaking out.
I am definitely a Debbie Downer.
Okay.
Wah, wah.
Right. No, I believe what the body of Christ was saying is that there's some type of prophetic something going on when you see that there's Nineveh involved in it.
But now there was only two places called Nineveh involved, and one wasn't even a town.
Okay, well, I'm not too sure about that. You actually did your research.
Yes, I did.
I did not. I'm just going by some of the things that I was reading. I never actually dug deep into looking at the points of Nineveh, so I will have to come back and rebuttal that.
Okay. Go for it.
No way. Well, we will. All right. So anyway, I am looking forward to a guest that's supposed to be calling in from Guatemala today, Giovanni Frati. And I really hope that he's able to call in. And we'll see, because sometimes it's really hard to get through from Guatemala. But I hope that he's able to call in. In the meantime, today was a good day. I actually sat in for Mr. Jeff Cruer with Ringside Politics with a Punch for 2 hours from 9 to 11, and I enjoyed that.
Oh, yeah. Well, I've been substituting a lot. It's near the end of the year. They've had a lot of teachers that are out, and so I couldn't make it.
No, I know, and I was really hoping you could, but we did it. It all worked out. It was a great time, and I got to meet a gentleman by the name of Steve, who he was really well to work with. You know, the facts that he was spitting out was just a great conversation, and I appreciated that. And anyway, it was a good time today.
So, what facts was he spitting out?
Well, he was talking about a lot of that oil. You know, well, he was just going very Trump, everything Trump, and Trump was right about everything, and he was talking about Trump policies, and then we had the flaming liberal call in and talk about the oil production, and we'll get into that. But yeah, there was a lot going on with this gentleman by the name of Steve. We're going to actually have him on our show as a caller, and you'll get to hear. He's very informative. Whereas I'm I like to look at the things on the local level. He looks at them on the national level.
Yeah. For those out there in radio land, I do not think Trump is perfect, but I think he's a whole lot better than the alternative.
Nobody's perfect,
but I except Jesus.
Amen. But I like his policies.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're not voting for him for pastor. We're voting for him for president. We want an effective leader who has the United States' best interests at heart.
Exactly. Thank you. Appreciate that. All right. Well, let's go. Let me let you do that while I'm trying to live stream us.
Okay. Well, I have never watched The View. Have you ever heard of The View?
Yes, I've heard of The View.
It's the one that's got Whoopi Goldberg and some other ones on there. Well, one of the co-hosts on The View explained, her name is Sunny Hostin, she said why we had an eclipse, why we had an earthquake in New York last Friday, and why there's an upcoming cicada breeding season. It's because of climate change. Climate change made the sun change its course or the earth change its course or something like that so that we had an eclipse. Yeah, okay. And then climate change made the earthquake occur. Well, I think even Whoopi Goldberg corrected her on that. It's nothing to do with climate change. And then the thing about the cicada breeding season coming up, well, that happens every 17 years. There's one variety that breeds every 17 years, one every 19 years. So, 17 times 19, every so often they're going to coincide. And it's nothing to do with climate change. This is ever since there has been a climate, since the beginning of the earth. Now, speaking of The View and Whoopi Goldberg, Whoopi said that Republicans want to bring back slavery. Did you hear that?
That's insane.
Whoopi said
the Republicans do, except for it was the Democrats that were the ones who.
Yeah, Republicans were the ones that ended it.
Ended slavery.
In fact, there was an awful lot of pushback from the Democrats after the Civil War when the 14th Amendment was up for consideration, and the Democrats opposed it, and they said no, they didn't want freedom for their former slaves, but the Republicans pushed it through, and then back in the 1960s, when the Civil Rights Act passed, there were a lot of Democrats opposing it. The Republicans have been pushing for this, but yet somehow the whole story, the whole narrative has been twisted around to make it seem as if Republicans are racists. Well,
they don't want to truly educate themselves on the truth.
Yeah.
The View is all about lies.
Yeah.
I mean, they don't speak the truth about anything.
Yeah.
It's not the same as it was when it was first introduced.
Now, I would say, though, in one sense, boy, this is going to get me in trouble. In one sense, I'm a racist. I'm in favor of the human race. And somebody's going to say, he said he's a racist. No, I'm in favor of the human race.
Amen. Oh, well. Absolutely, absolutely. All right, we made it on the live stream, so we're over there. Listen, I wanted to do a few plug-ins. We have the Women's Republican Club of New Orleans luncheon on the 19th, which is next Friday. And we have Lindsay Valenti running for judge, who will be a guest there. So if you have any questions for Miss Lindsay Valenti, you're welcome to come to 4411 Chastant Street in Metairie at the Vincent's Italian restaurant from 11 to 1. And you can RSVP at info@womensrepublicanclubofneworleans.com. That's info@womensrepublicanclubofneworleans.com. And I believe it's like $40 for the lunch or something like that, $45. And then we have Mr. Tutt, who is an attorney. Kenny, I think is his nickname is Tut, and he'll be talking about Al Vance and Blue Cross. So you don't want to miss that luncheon, all right? We're going on a quick break. This is Liberty or Lockdown. We'll be right back.
There's something happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop. Children, watch that sound. Everybody look what's going down. I think it's time we stop. Children, watch that sound. Everybody look what's going down. There's battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speak in their mind.
Hello, Patriots. My name is Connie, and I am a fellow Louisianian. I started an online store in 2019 exclusively selling products which are made in the USA. My site is AmericanCentralStore.com. That's AmericanCentralStore.com. The reason for this ad is that I need products. I am trying to find drop shipping merchants with Louisiana-made products that can ship directly to the customer. If you are a Louisiana merchant who makes quality products, and if you can drop ship your products directly to the customer, I would love to hear from you. The only products I cannot carry right now are clothing items, but will carry those in the future. Please visit my site at AmericanCentralStore.com. Click the Contact Us link for the phone number and email address. Thank you, Patriots. Be American. Buy American.
Chicken, chicken, chicken! Some of them old balls down in the Louisiana legislature are willing to let teachers teach our kids that all white people are inherently racist, and that Louisiana is a racist state, and that America is a racist country. Them old bars are too chicken to stand up for America. They ought to be put out on the chicken farm.
Donate your vehicle and make a difference. WGSO 990 AM has partnered with Charitable Adult Rides and Services, also known as CARS, to allow you the opportunity to donate your car, truck, motorcycle, RV, or boat to our nonprofit organization. You may qualify for a tax deduction while supporting a cause that is near and dear to your heart. Simply go to WGSO.com and follow the link on our homepage. Vehicle donation pickup is always free to you, and most vehicles can be picked up within 24 to 72 hours. You'll receive an initial car donation receipt upon pickup, and then the CARS team will work to turn your car into cash to support our cause. Once your vehicle is sold, the CARS team will provide you proper tax forms in time to file. Their friendly donor support representatives are available 7 days a week to assist throughout the process. Again, for more information, go to WGSO.com.
Hello, y'all. Let's talk daily from 4 to 5 about our town. The Cynthia Clark Show is powered by Vinyl Tech, the Gulf Coast premier exterior home improvement expert.
Tune in to the Your Personal Bank Show, Saturdays at 11 a.m., or contact Ference at yourpersonalbank.com. The Your Personal Bank Show, Saturdays at 11 a.m. on WGSO 990 AM, New Orleans.
You might be afraid to speak out for fear of cancel culture or losing your job. Christian Garrick Show on WGSO is your platform. Noon to 2, weekdays, right here on 990 AM, WGSO.
All right, we're back here at Liberty or Lockdown. We are not going to take it. So what were you just saying before the break? You were just talking about something.
Oh, this was something that happened today. A Fulton County judge, Fulton County, Georgia, has ruled that Fannie Willis, the one that has brought charges against Trump and a whole bunch of other people, she is a local district attorney, and the judge said, no, a local district attorney doesn't have the authority to do that. It's got to be somebody at the state level. So that would mean, of course, it's being appealed, but that would mean that the whole prosecution by Fannie Willis is going to be thrown out if this ruling stands. So it's against Trump and 19 other people. She did not have the authority, according to this judge, to file charges.
Yeah, she's a hot mess. And her boyfriend and all of that, the courts and everything that they just unraveled about her, I'm surprised that we're still even in, you know, involved in this with her. Why isn't she thrown out completely?
It's going to drag on.
Uh-huh, exactly. So I'm going to play a real clipping real quick, but I wanted to answer a question with Flaming Liberal this morning. He had spoken to me, and, you know, he's very polite. I don't know the guy. I know he calls the studio a lot through everybody's programs, but I'm not familiar with him very much. So, and I know how it is to be censored and to be silenced, and I think we should be respectful to one another and be able to have open communication without blasting or yelling or actually, you know, hating someone for what they say. You know, it's just have an open conversation. So he was saying that under Biden's America, like right now and in 2023, I believe, and even now, that America has produced more oil out of USA. And so I did a little research. I went back and looked at that, and I was talking to Jack Clegg, and he, you know, actually, he's correct. Under Biden, USA has produced not more than Trump, but just more than other countries. So that's unless you look at OPEC production and you combine Saudi Arabia and Russia, because under USA, it's 13 million. That's under Biden, let's just say in 2023. 13 million, and then Saudi, it's 10.2 million barrels per day. And then if you combine Saudi and Russia, it's 18 million barrels. You know, so he's right. The USA is producing 13 million barrels per day. Saudi's producing 10.2. And then if you combine Saudi and Russia, it's 18 million. And so OPEC is actually producing more than the USA is. And then under Trump, it was up to 18,000, 19,000, what was it? 18, 19, 20, not thousand, million, million dollars per day, barrels per day.
Barrels
right?
per day. Yeah, it was over million. 13 million.
Under Trump, it was 18, it went up to 21 million barrels per day.
21, I haven't seen that.
Yeah, under Trump it did that at one point. So, yes, USA is producing more under Biden. If you're looking at it and removing the combination of OPEC, Russia, and Saudi. But no, he's never produced more than Trump did. Trump was up to 21 million per day.
And what happened after Trump, too, was the COVID pandemic came along, and so many things shut down. And then even our, at the time, governor in Louisiana shut down a bunch of Louisiana oil production.
Yeah, who was that, Edwards?
Oh, well, I wasn't going to say the name, but yes, you are correct.
Yeah, I'm naming them all right now. So what happens, what's the result of the production that Trump had 18 million, 19 million, 21 million. The result of that is cheaper gas. So,
okay,
we had a better rate in gas under Trump, and under Biden, what happened? It went up, didn't it?
Well, also, when Jack is in here, Jack Clegg will be on at 7 p.m. He was talking about this. Part of the so-called oil production right now is draining our strategic petroleum reserves. We have four of those with I don't know how many millions and millions and millions of barrels of oil in them. You know, underground, there's a salt dome in Louisiana that's used for that. And he said part of the so-called oil production is draining the strategic petroleum reserve. This is something that's for military and emergencies and so forth, and it's one-fourth gone.
Mm-hmm. Right. Jack Clegg was saying something about Biden, and I do recall this being on the news, that Biden had taken the Northeast Quadrant and sold the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, and he emptied it. Biden emptied, you know, one quarter of it. He sold it, and we don't know till this day who he sold it to. So how is that even possible that we do not know who he sold that quadrant of reserves to?
We're not allowed to know that.
That's insane. For some reason, my brain goes to Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton with the
uranium.
Thank you. You knew exactly what I was talking about.
Of course.
Yeah, my brain goes to that. Like, I mean, we found out. Who'd she sell it to?
I don't remember.
Russia.
Oh, is that who?
She sold it to Russia.
But of course, big Russian collusion to get Trump into office and let's indict him and impeach him. And, it turns out that didn't happen.
Exactly. So anyway, with us not knowing who it was sold to, they believed that the prices would go down and that we could, buy it cheaper to replace it. So we're going to put more oil. The oil should drop the prices, but instead the prices went up.
But I saw somebody from Biden's administration was bragging the other day. They said oil is down to $3 a gallon, or gasoline is down to $3 and some a gallon. Well, wait. When Trump left office, I remember gasoline being less than a buck and a half a gallon. So it's twice as high. And they're bragging, yeah, it's come down. Yeah, it's come down from the price that it was driven up to. It's come down to where it's only twice as much as when he took office.
Right. But still, it's never gotten as low as the dollar
nowhere near.
Under Trump, right?
Well, and then, likewise, Biden was bragging not too long ago about how inflation has come down. Well, that's because inflation was so high. The rate of inflation, I don't know what the percent was, 10% or something like that. And now the rate of inflation is only like 2%. Okay, it's come down. Yeah, but the price is still 56% higher than it was when he took office. And this, you can see this, it's grocery items on Biden-Mart.com. So go look that up, Biden-Mart.com. And you can see how much the grocery items, how much more expensive they are than when he took office. Yeah, they're not going up as fast as they were, but they're still 56% higher than they were.
Mm-hmm. And if you want to look into this, go to Global Oil Powerhouse, and you can also go to dwenergygroup.com, and you can read up a little bit about this. I do have a video that I'd like to play for y'all when we come back, and it's kind of, I was playing it for my grandson on the way here because I wanted him to hear it. It's really interesting, and it's the idea of, it talks about fossil fuels and where the word fossil fuels came from and what is a fossil fuel and is that even something, that we should be, is that a trick word to make us think that the fuel is lesser than what we have available to us, or is that legitimate? All right, we'll be right back. This is Liberty or Lockdown.
Host of Ringside Politics, I'd like to introduce WGSO General Manager Mary Ann Guzman.
WGSO is locally owned and operated right here in New Orleans. We believe in cultivating local talent and emphasize local programs. If you have an interest in hosting your own program, then we have some prime spots available.
Thanks, Mary Ann. Folks, take advantage of this great offer. Email me at jeff@wgso.com or call me at 504-669-6076. Come fulfill your radio dreams at WGSO.
Hi, this is Kevin Carr, host of Fat Guys at the Movies. Listen every Sunday at 8 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM, the community voice of the Crescent City.
Some people in the Louisiana legislature want to permit the teaching of critical race theory in our state. That theory says that if two babies are born today, one black baby, and one white baby, that the white baby is the mean, racist oppressor of the black baby, and that the black baby is the weak, incompetent victim of the white baby. Unbelievable. Those people say that the innocent white baby, by his DNA, is bad and racist, and the black baby, by his DNA, is a weak victim who can never succeed. Only a total fool would believe or accept this idiocy. Yet, they want to teach this foolishness to Louisiana's young people. Please, call your legislator today and raise some sand.
Hi, everybody. This is Jackie Gumbo. I'm inviting you to join me every Sunday at 5 p.m. for Uncle Jackie's Gumbo, heard only on WGSO 990 AM or WGSO.com.
I'm petroendologist Charlotte Reed. Listen to the Pet Buzz airing every Saturday at 6 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM.
Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Jeff Palermo. Entergy and CLECO are working to restore power to thousands of Louisiana customers after yesterday's severe weather.
Entergy spokesperson David Free says an EF2 tornado caused significant damage to their infrastructure, and customers in Calcasieu Parish remain without power.
And those are taking a little bit more time. And so some of the customers in those areas, they may roll into tomorrow, depending on what we're able to accomplish today.
CLECO spokesperson Jennifer Cahill says most of its outages are in Slidell, where an EF1 tornado hit. Thousands of customers are still without power.
We are anticipating that this could be a multi-day restoration event.
I'm Tico Fox.
Officials in St. Tammany Parish say damage caused by Wednesday's tornado in Slidell is reminiscent of Hurricane Katrina. Parish President Mike Cooper says they're asking for volunteers to help residents that suffered damage.
To restore their yards and move debris to the front. So there are many needs, and more information would be forthcoming as more help is needed.
LRN.
Hey, it's me, Gus the Gopher for Atmos Energy. I dig all around the yard. Occasionally, I bump into a utility line and get a headache. But if you hit one with your shovel, backhoe, or ditch digger, you could cause a gas leak, disrupt service, or worse. So call 811 at least 3 business days before you or someone else digs in your yard to have those underground utility-owned lines marked. It's free, and it's the law. You dig what I'm saying? For more on safe digging, visit atmosenergy.com/811.
When it comes to protecting your personal information, there's one simple step you can take. Shred it. AARP Louisiana and AARP Fraud Watch Network are here in your community with free fraud events. We're making it easy to safely dispose of old personal documents, ID cards, medical bills, and more. Join us Saturday, April 13th from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. at Whole Foods Market in Baton Rouge. Your documents will be shred on site free of charge. Reserve your spot at events.aarp.org/freeshredbr.
Hello, Patriots. My name is Connie, and I am a fellow Louisianian. I started an online store in 2019 exclusively selling products which are made in the USA. My site is AmericanCentralStore.com. That's AmericanCentralStore.com. The reason for this ad is that I need products. I am trying to find drop shipping merchants with Louisiana-made products that can ship directly to the customer. If you are a Louisiana merchant who makes quality products, and if you can drop ship your products directly to the customer, I would love to hear from you. The only products I cannot carry right now are clothing items, but will carry those in the future. Please visit my site at AmericanCentralStore.com. Click the Contact Us link for the phone number and email address. Thank you, Patriots. Be American. Buy American.
This is Kate Delaney from America Tonight. The show kicks on at midnight, and I'm loving the overwhelming support in New Orleans. What a group of fantastic listeners here on WGSO 990 AM. Join me every morning to catch up on what I call the buzz in your backyard and mine. You'll hear some of the most interesting people on the planet from the world of business, politics, sports, and, well, just intriguing people with a story to tell. If you're around, give us a call. Don't worry, I'll spit out the number plenty of times on the air. Let's agree to meet at midnight right here on WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans.
Hey, Mimi, we're moving.
Moving to Wednesdays at 5.
You can check out He Said, She Said on a new day.
Hump day.
A new day, but we'll still be discussing and debating the hot topics.
And take your phone call.
You can listen to us on 990 AM WGSO, WGSO.com.
And find out who's right. Of course, that's me.
No, of course, that's me. I've been doing this 23 years, Mimi.
Practice makes perfect.
So you see, we'll have plenty to talk about on He Said, She Said.
Wednesdays at 5.
Right here on WGSO.
Sweet Caroline, good times never seem so good.
Okay, I got through to Giovanni Frati in Guatemala, and he's with Guatemala Inmortal. And, you know, I have him on, he's not able to come through the producer's board, so we're going to have him on the phone through the WhatsApp app. And Giovanni, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you loud and clear, Martha.
Okay, perfect. So I really, you know, want to get you back on my show when we're able to get you through the producer board, but let's just do this right now. Can you talk about what's going on with Guatemala and the United States interfering in the election process, or has interfered in the election process over there? Would you please explain to our listeners?
Yes, we have had maybe a dozen of USAID and State Department Democrats coming to Guatemala to interfere on behalf of a socialist, illegitimate president, Bernardo Arevalo, the current illegitimate president that was placed in power through a massive electoral fraud. And the fraud was helped by the U.S. State Department of Joe Biden, by Samantha Powers, the director of USAID, and by many other bureaucrats in the State Department, including Todd Robinson, an ex-Democrat ambassador to Guatemala that was probably the worst ambassador that we have had in the United States in the whole history of more than 130 years of bilateral diplomatic relations between Guatemala and the U.S. We in Guatemala Inmortal have been able, with some of our members, like Billy Bigford and José Carlos Pomez, which is of another civic society association called Liga Pro Patria, and us in Guatemala Inmortal, we had been able to go to Mar-a-Lago in recent days and talk to the Republicans that gather there to back President Trump in his re-election campaign.
Wonderful.
And we have tried to tell them most of the disastrous relationship between this socialist government of Bernardo Arevalo, this illegitimate president, and the Democrat State Department of Joe Biden. It's a real mess. They want to get through an antitrust law to close Guatemalan businesses arbitrarily with the bureaucratic power to bureaucratic new entities. They have failed so far, but the U.S. is pushing really hard. We have had United States bureaucrats come to the Guatemalan Congress and start telling them that antitrust laws are the best thing that ever happened to the United States. And the antitrust law that they want to pass in Guatemala, with the backup of the U.S. State Department and Department of Commerce bureaucrats, it's a law that will break Guatemalan industries, that will fine Guatemalan industries, and that will close Guatemalan industries with complete bureaucratic discretion. So not only they are backing a corrupt, fraudulent government, but they are also pushing the Guatemalan Congress to pass laws that are anti-economical and anti-free market. So it's really bad, Martha. We are really getting the full blow of the socialist Democrat State Department in Guatemala.
Well, we know that was their plan. I mean, that's why they implemented the Seed Movement Party and how they were able to get the illegitimate president in there to do exactly what they're doing right now.
Yes, we have had today a small victory. They wanted to pass a state of calamity legislation in Guatemala because of some fires in a dumpster and some forest fires in Guatemala that are going on at the moment. The Guatemalan Army, which is one of the most respected institutions in the country, have been able to stop about 85% of these fires. But even though the fires are being stopped by the Guatemalan Army, they wanted to pass a legislation to freely spend 110 million quetzales, which is about, I'll say, $30 million of free spending without accountability and in an emergency decree. And we have been able, through social media protest and some congressmen of the opposition, we have been able to stop that decree today, and it didn't pass.
Praise
God. There is about 10 legislation proposals in Congress that are very disastrous for Guatemala, and we have almost daily invasion of Guatemalan internal affairs by the State Department pushing these laws. These laws go from killing people that are sick, you know, euthanasia, to antitrust laws that are a wreck for Guatemalan economy, which give a lot of bureaucrats a lot of discretionary power. And we are also having condemnations to the Guatemalan attorney, which is the state attorney that's prosecuting the crimes against Semilla. Semilla is the seed political party, which was founded by 10,000 false signatures and about 35 signatures of dead people that have been indicted in Guatemalan court for doing crimes, electoral crimes. And this president, this illegitimate president, Bernardo Arevalo, has been trying for 3 months now, since his fake inauguration in January 2024,
yes,
to remove the general attorney of Guatemala, Doctora Consuelo Porras, which is the Guatemalan prosecutor, because she's prosecuting him for very disastrous crimes of falsehoods and fraud. So this is what the State Department is backing. Guatemala, the United States State Department is backing a corrupt Guatemalan government that made a massive fraud, and it's also backing the removal of a legitimate Guatemalan prosecutor, attorney, that is prosecuting these crimes.
And the attorney general is working for the people and the sovereignty of the Guatemalans, and the new
prosecuting
the fraud. So she's doing the right thing, and the illegitimate Bernardo president.
The State Department is backing the removal of this attorney from power.
The United States.
Yes, the old Todd Robinson in the United States, Blinken in the State Department,
Blinken,
and many other bureaucrats of the State Department are attacking systematically the general attorney of the country, Doctora Consuelo Porras, that is prosecuting the massive electoral fraud that happened in June 2023 in Guatemala.
So we need our listeners to reach out to Blinken and Todd Robinson and to let them know that what they're doing, we are watching them, and they're not going to get away with it, and that we do not agree or approve of it.
Yes, we need all the backing that we can get from the huge Christian movement in the United States. You know, we are a Christian nation. More than 90% of Guatemalans are either evangelical Christians or Catholic Christians. We are a country that is fearful of God, that loves our Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And these people are completely anti-Christian government. These people are people that have attacked Guatemalan churches in the past, you know, with the paintings and they're trying to desecrate with feminist marches the churches in Zone 1 in Guatemala City. And these people are also abortionists. These Semilla people, this political party called Seed, it's called Semilla in Spanish, are pro-abortion people that are completely against the Guatemalan Christian beliefs. And they got to power through a massive electoral fraud. More than 7 million Guatemalan people didn't vote for this political party, and this political party was number 8 or 9 in the polls before the first round of elections, and magically, through an electoral and electronic fraud, they were placed in second round and in second place to go to the second round of the presidential election in Guatemala in 2023. It's a disgrace, Martha, what's happening with Joe Biden and Guatemala, and it's very similar to what Joe Biden went and did in Ukraine to remove a prosecutor that was going after Hunter Biden. The same thing that happened in Ukraine, they're trying to do in Guatemala.
That's exactly correct. So in Guatemala, is it paper ballots or is it Smartmatic?
We have paper ballots, but we also have an electronic system that adds the votes. So it's very difficult to make a recount, you know, because they don't let you open the boxes to make a recount, because it's not in the legislation, it's not into law. So only if the bureaucrat allows to make a recount, then the recount can become a reality. So at the end of the day, you have to trust what the machine tells you, that it's the the adding of the all of the results in the ballots. So it's a mixed system, which you have a paper ballot, but you also have an electronic system that adds all the votes. So we believe that the fraud was made by the electronic part of the system. They first started to try to get into Guatemala for about $100 million. Smartmatic, we were able to push down that contract, but then they did it with a Mexican company that is called Podernet, which is very corrupt, and it's also associated to the socialist president of Mexico, Andrés Manuel López Obrador, and Morena, which is the ones that are trying to use Mexican embassies in all of Latin America to host and defend drug dealers, for instance, in the last case, in Ecuador.
Unbelievable. Just hold that thought. We're going to go on a quick break. We'll be right back. This is Liberty or Lockdown. We're on the line with Giovanni Frati out of Guatemala in Mortal.
He loves his wife and sees that wife that decorates on the 4th of July, but says every day is Independence Day. She's golden room, teaches school. Some folks say it isn't cool, but she says the Pledge of Allegiance anyway. He's got the red, white, blue flying high on the farm. Semper Fi tattooed on his left arm. Spent a little more in the store for a tag in the back. It says, you
hello, Patriots. My name is Connie, and I am a fellow Louisianian. I started an online store in 2019 exclusively selling products which are made in the USA. My site is AmericanCentralStore.com. That's AmericanCentralStore.com. The reason for this ad is that I need products. I am trying to find drop shipping merchants with Louisiana-made products that can ship directly to the customer. If you are a Louisiana merchant who makes quality products, and if you can drop ship your products directly to the customer, I would love to hear from you. The only products I cannot carry right now are clothing items, but will carry those in the future. Please visit my site at AmericanCentralStore.com. Click the Contact Us link for the phone number and email address. Thank you, Patriots. Be American. Buy American.
Chicken. Some of them old bars down in the Louisiana legislature are willing to let teachers teach our kids that all white people are inherently racist, and that Louisiana is a racist state, and that America is a racist country. Them old bars are too chicken to stand up for America. They ought to be put out on the chicken farm.
Some people in the Louisiana legislature want to permit the teaching of critical race theory in our state. That theory says that if two babies are born today, one black baby and one white baby, that the white baby is the mean, racist oppressor of the black baby, and that the black baby is the weak, incompetent victim of the white baby. Unbelievable. Those people say that the innocent white baby by his DNA is bad and racist, and the black baby by his DNA is a weak victim who can never succeed. Only a total fool would believe or accept this idiocy. Yet they want to teach this foolishness to Louisiana's young people. Please call your legislator today and raise some sand.
What does grace mean to you? At Grace at the Green Light, a 501c3 nonprofit, we believe that everyone deserves a hot meal, clean drinking water, and the chance to go home again. Our work is made possible through the generous support of Ochsner Health, Southeast Louisiana's largest nonprofit, multi-specialty healthcare delivery system. Ochsner Health, innovating healthcare. Find out more at ochsner.org.
Oh, beautiful, far heroes proved in liberty.
All right. Well, welcome back to Liberty or Lockdown. We're on the line with Giovanni Frati. I've had the privilege to go to Guatemala on two different occasions in 2019 and again in 2023, both with my dear late friend, Dr. Robert Bob Little. And it was such a great time with him and to meet these people fighting the good fight in Guatemala. Guatemala Inmortal and Giovanni Frati are a group of conservative activists fighting for the people, just sort of like LA CAG here, Louisiana advocacy, you know, are fighting for the voters. It's sad that we're having to have organizations represent the voters when we're the ones voting the people in, but they're not working according to the will of the voters. So thank you so much for what you do, Giovanni, and what everyone does in Guatemala to fight for your freedoms, your God-given freedoms, because they're from God and nobody can take them away from you, not even the United States, not our socialist Marxist Biden regime, or even our Republicans in name only, you know, because we have a lot of Republicans that are also equally involved in what they're doing to Guatemala. And so I thank you so much for the letter real quick that you all sent your condolences to Dr. Little. It was really nice, and they actually read it at his memorial. So thank you, Guatemala Inmortal and Giovanni, for sending that letter for Dr. Little. So continue.
Yes, may God rest his mortal soul, and we're very sorry for the death of Dr. Little and appreciate all the help that he's been trying to us in Guatemala and you guys fighting the fight in the United States. God bless. God bless his memory.
Thank you so much. Appreciate that. So let's get back to it. We have about maybe 10 minutes, maybe a little less than that. 5 minutes. Okay, 5 minutes. So keep going. Let, you know, tell the listeners what you want them to know.
Yeah, we need the United States Republican voters, the conservatives in the United States, the Christians in the United States to please pay attention to the disgrace that the State Department of the United States with the Biden administration is doing in Guatemala. They've been doing it for more than 11 years. They did it before with CC, a United Nations commission that innocent people in Guatemala have blood in their hands because a lot of those people went into depression because they were innocent people that were being held almost indefinitely in jail. And about six of these falsely accused Guatemalans died in prison.
Mm-hmm.
So the Biden State Department not only has injustice in their hands, but also innocent Guatemalan blood in their hands because they back up these United Nations commissions to intervene the Guatemalan justice system. And it was probably the worst 11 years of the 21st century in the justice system of Guatemala. Now, they are because they failed with this United Nations commission and it was expelled from Guatemala, and it was declared non grata, both the director of that commission, which was the corrupt Colombian Iván Velásquez, which is now the Ministry of Defense of the corrupt drug-dealing president of Colombia, Petro, and now Iván Velásquez as a Ministry of Defense in Colombia. The drug dealers and the drug producers and the cocaine producers in Colombia are having the best time of their lives because they are almost double the amount of cocaine plantations in Colombia. And now we also have this problem in Guatemala. We in Guatemala have a huge drug dealing problem in the sense that we have a lot of drug dealing gangs going through with their cocaine and their products in Guatemala, but they're also now starting to plant opium and coca leaves to produce cocaine. So Guatemala is in the...
You there?
Ecuador is trying to fight.
We missed what you just said. One second back up.
Yeah,
we need
all the help that we can get from conservatives and Republicans in the United States and Christians, because the socialist the State Department of Todd Robinson and Blinken are destroying the Guatemalan free elections. They helped and collaborated to impose a fraudulent president, which is Bernardo Arévalo, which is the current president, that is an illegitimate president that was installed with a fraud. And now that they have, that they are in power, they are trying to move abortion laws. They're trying to indoctrinate children with LGBTQ ideology.
Yes, they are.
in the schools, and they want to promote abortion, and they want to promote euthanasia, which is killing of people that are old or that are in hospital with grave medical conditions, which is in Guatemala, it's a crime. They're trying to reform that, and they also want now, they want with the OAS, the Organization of American States, which is controlled by the government of the United States, they want to intervene in the election and selection of the magistrates of the higher courts for the Guatemalan Supreme Courts and the Courts of Appeals in Guatemala. And this corrupt president that we have now, Bernardo Arevalo, has publicly called for the OAS to intervene in an internal affair which is part of the sovereignty of Guatemala, which is to try to come and pressure the congressmen in Guatemala to elect judges according to the socialist standards of this illegitimate government of Bernardo Arevalo. We are not going to stand for it. We are making YouTube videos protesting these calamities, and we are also denouncing all the bureaucrats of the State Department that think that Guatemala is some type of colony of the United States. Guatemala is a sovereign country. Guatemala has been a friend of the United States for decades. Guatemala, it's a Christian nation, just like the United States is, and we will not tolerate nobody, not the State Department, not Joe Biden, not Blinken, to intervene in our internal affairs and try to change the nature of our country, try to change the nature of our courts, try to intervene in the election of our courts, or even worse, which they did, it's to intervene in the election, in the free election of the people of Guatemala to elect a president. We were the victims of a massive electronic fraud made with software, and we are not going to stand for it. And the day that this illegitimate president took power, which was January the 14th, we went to the National Theater in which the travesty of act took place, and we put up a big board that said we will not comply and we will not accept a fraudulent president. And this has been our stance for more than 3 months now, and we will continue to fight this illegitimate president until he goes to jail for forming an illegitimate and an illegal political party with signatures of dead people and forged signatures, or when Congress votes for the impeachment of this president to oust him from power, just like we have ousted from all the commissions in Congress the regular political party seats, which has been declared an illegal party and is now in the process of being canceled by this illegal formation, Marta.
That's exactly right. And so when can we get you down here in the U.S. Senate to speak to our congressmen, our senators?
Yes. We very much need to speak to the conservatives, the brave people, you know, like Rand Paul.
We want to get you in the Senate. We need to plan that. We need to bring you down to the United States and get you to testify in the Senate and in the House.
Yes. We need to declare this because we need to give them the proofs that the State Department will never inform Congress of all the atrocities that they're making in Guatemala, because, of course, it's not in their interest. We need Guatemalans and Americans that live in Guatemala to go to the U.S. Congress and Senate and explain to the senators and the Congress people, and the congressmen, the atrocities of the State Department. It's a gross violation of Guatemalan sovereignty. It's, of course, something that is terrible. But you see, Martha, you see a double standard. Guatemala has been intervened by the last 11 years by the far left of the Democratic Party. But you don't see no protest. You don't see no intervention. Right. You don't see no condemnation of Ortega in Nicaragua, which is a socialist dictator.
Thank you so much, Giovanni. We're going to wrap it up. We're going to get you next week on. And now that we have it through WhatsApp, let's schedule next week at 5 p.m. on Thursday. We're going to continue this conversation. And we're going to get you at the Senate level to speak with. We're going to hold Yellman and Blinken accountable. All right, we appreciate you.
Please.
We're going to hold them accountable.
Thank you very much, and God bless you both.
Thank you so much. The Lord bless you. Bye-bye. All right, this is Liberty or Lockdown. We'll be back next Thursday, 5 p.m. The Lord bless you.
The hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston,
and New York too.
I'm Ference Toth, host of the Your Personal Bank Show. I use common sense as an entrepreneur, financial literacy educator, and speaker to understand how current events affect our money, economy, and our freedom. Grow your money safely, reduce taxes, increase returns, and create positive arbitrage with Your Personal Bank. Tune in to the Your Personal Bank Show Saturdays at 11 a.m. or contact Ference at yourpersonalbank.com. The Your Personal Bank Show Saturdays at 11 a.m. on WGSO 990 AM, New Orleans.
Thank you for listening and participating in the Jack Clegg Show Tuesday nights at 7 p.m. Our audience and management have asked us to extend the show to Thursday nights at 7 p.m., and we will do that, at least until the 2024 election is over. We will continue to oppose the rich men north of Richmond who want to control what we think and control what we do.